October 25th, 1958, in Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. It was just like any other ordinary day in that mining community. Then the earth rumbled, and there was a disaster. 175 miners were trapped 400 feet below, and 75 of them lost their lives. That incident changed the community and the entire Canadian Anglicans when they raised $100,000 for this community to grieve and heal. Out of this tragedy was born the Primate Relief Fund, which was then renamed, adding on Development Area, Primate World Relief and Development Fund. Archbishop Fred Hills writes, he is the primate. The P word in PWRDF stands for primate, but it is about all of us, as well as all our partners all around the world who are committed to respond to human protection of human rights, and accompanying the refugees to settle in their own lives. The P word is about people like you and me. It's people eager to learn, to pray, to support the work of PWRDF through our generous gifts. Fred continues, all of us working together make PWRDF what it is. A powerful force for all that is good, right, and just in this world. A ministry that leads to Jesus. The ministry that takes its lead from Jesus. On this Reign of Christ Sunday, we acknowledge in the reading from Ezekiel that God is the shepherd of his sheep. That's us, the sheep. The whole humanity is God's sheep. And God will lead us back. God will feed us. God will provide safety and will rescue his sheep and will not let them be ill-treated anymore. We are the channels of God's grace and mercy. We are the shepherds now. We are entrusted with immense task to care for our neighbors. In Matthew, verse 35, we read, I was hungry, and you fed me, thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was stranger, and you received me in your homes, naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me, in prison, and visited me. For the question, when, Lord, did we do all this? The answer that Jesus gave us, I tell you, whenever you did this for one of the least important of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it to me. Whenever we care for marginalized people, refugees, be present in the anguish and pain of another, our friend, our neighbor. Whenever you feed and give water to the ones who are hungry and thirsty and homeless, whenever you give shelter and clothing for the homeless and poor, you're doing this for Christ. Remember, when you give to PWRDF, the official development agency of Anglican Church of Canada, we are partnering with church-based secular humanitarian organizations as well as ACT Alliance. ACT is a coalition of 140 churches and affiliated organization in 140 countries. With partners, PWRDF seeks to support crisis intervention, but also long-term community development. They don't just do the rescue work and feed when the disaster happens, but continue to stay on in that country till they are self-reliant. It may take years sometimes, Each one of us is making it possible. Remember that. Every dollar that you give is making it possible. We read today that Spirit will make us wise and reveal God to us, and our mind shall be open to see God's light. Let us see God's light today. Now, I would like to take you to that terrible day when the earth shook again and a number of staggering as the world, numbers staggered as the world watched the aftermath of 7.0 magnitude quake that hit Haiti in January 12, 2010. You know, 3,500,000 people were affected by the quake. It can be our reality. We are also standing in the same kind of situation in BC. So just think about the immensity of that tragedy. 220,000 people died that day. 300 were injured. 2 million were displaced from their home. 4,000 schools were damaged. Immediately, PWRDF, through ACT Alliance, responded to the disaster. In the first year, PWRDF contributed $750,000 of the $100 million ACT received for its work, which assisted 600,000 people. And the ACT's relief effort included having 70 water points established in Port-au-Prince within 48 hours. You know, there is no water. There is nothing there. Everything destroyed. Providing food for 85,000 people, health and hygiene kits for 75,000, and 8,100 households was provided with emergency shelters. ACT's work in water provision involved distribution of 14 billion purification tablets, close to 500,000 rehydration doses, and training of 375,000 people in cholera prevention. We don't think the aftermath of it is so immense.